Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSign.com for Tuesday, November 23rd. For all our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. Well, today, China and America entering opposite monetary phases. That, plus the latest economic reports and earnings, just ahead. Well, I really cannot remember a time when the two major economies in the world are set to head in absolutely opposite directions. But that may be what's happening right about now. For those of us in America, the talk throughout the financial press is constantly about inflation. As consumers, we see higher prices every day, from food to gas to major purchases. Everything is priced higher now than it was just at the beginning of this year. Now, the American public is looking for relief, and at least in part, President Biden delivered by renominating the most bearish candidate he had for federal governor, the incumbent Jerome Powell. Of all the candidates presented, Powell is the most likely to continue the taper, which is the reduction in those bond purchases by the Fed, while he is also most likely to raise interest rates. Wall Street currently estimates that the Fed will raise interest rates beginning next summer. So in terms of monetary policy, the U.S. has begun its tightening by beginning the taper and is set to continue tightening at least through mid-next year, assuming they stay on the same course. But China is at the polar opposite of all this. China looks to be ready to loosen their monetary policy. On Friday, the People's Bank of China released their latest quarterly monetary report, and most analysts agree that the report is signaling an easing directly ahead. Throughout the report, the PBOC is emphasizing growth and the need for China to grow out of their current economic malaise. Whereas here in America, the Fed is emphasizing price, that it's inflation that we need to fight. And that's the classic dilemma of stagflation, low to no growth while at the same time suffering through higher prices. It's a situation that this country was last in back in the 1970s. During that time, we had two presidents, Richard Nixon and Jimmy Carter, who followed the same path that we are currently on, fight the battle of price. Nixon with his wage and price controls, Carter with his bundle up, lower your energy uses, drive slowly. The goal by both administrations, I consider Ford incidentally to be just a continuation of the Nixon administration, but the goal for both of these administrations was to control inflation. The result was a lost decade of economic growth. It took Ronald Reagan to promote growth in this economy. Deregulation and lower taxes was his strategy. That finally began a process of recovery, and the result was spectacular economic growth that lasted for nearly two decades and presented the longest-running bull market in stocks in history. Growth, not price, is always the answer. A lesson that China, at least for now, recognizes, while the U.S., apparently does not. We've had a whole slate of purchasing managers' indexes reported today, and the majority are rising. Good news for the global economy. France, Germany, and the Eurozone all reported higher PMIs, while Britain's PMI was flat. The U.S. will present our purchasing manager index in about an hour from now. We will also get the weekly Red Book report on retail sales and the Richmond Fed's report on manufacturing. Now, in earnings today, several companies have already reported, and the reaction on the street has been somewhat mixed. Reporting with slightly negative reactions are medical devices company Medtronic, chip company Analog Devices, and with a very big drop, electronics retailer Best Buy. Positive results so far from J.M. Smucker's and Dick's Sporting Goods. And that's TheValueSign.com for Tuesday, November 23rd. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.